Now, what day would he go?
He would go on a Sunday, on a Monday, a Tuesday. He would go every day. Of course, Shabbos he would spend somewhere. And he would not go, but he would say Chassidus. Sometimes he got to a place in the afternoon. People are working. People have stores. And Reb Hillel is ready to say Chassidus. Now, he doesn't want to stay necessarily until the evening because he's traveling home. So, how would these people go to hear Reb Hillel if they're working? Well, you know what they would do? They close the stores. They close their places of business. They stop working. And they would go to the shul to listen because somebody would say, Reb Hillel Paratra is here. He's going to say Chassidus. Oh, great. Oh, it's great. We love Reb Hillel Paratra. We want to hear Chassidus from the Tzemach Tzedek. They close the store. People are coming to buy stuff. Sorry, closed for an hour. What? Closed? I want to buy some pickles. Well, you have to go and you have to come back in an hour for pickles. I'm closed. Somebody else has a store. Reb Hillel Paratra is here. I'm going to go to the shul. And there's a goy outside. I need a pair of shoes. Okay, you get a pair of shoes in an hour. I have to go now to the shul. Reb Hillel Paratra is here. Somebody else wants to buy something else, whatever it is. The store is closed. The yidden are filling the shul. Wherever he went, this is what it was. People stop working. The farmer is in the field with a cow. Well, he ties up the cow for a while, gives him a few things to eat, and runs to the shul. Now, unfortunately, and very strangely, but that's the way it is, if there is a very halakha thing going on, many times there is a troublemaker making trouble to stop it, as we know. Like when you start to daven good, well, the Yetzirah comes and starts to try to mess up your davening. Reb Hillel Paratra was gathering Jews together, teaching them Chassidus, and there were other people. Now, these are not goyim, these were Jews that were upset and jealous. Now, as I told you in that time, do you remember, there were misnagdim that were against Chassidus and against Chassidim. Remember, there was people, they didn't really understand what Chassidus is all about, but they were very, very against it, and they were very afraid of it, and very much making trouble for it. And it was a whole thing of the Misnagdim being against the Chassidim and the Chassidus. One of the things the Misnagdim could not stand is that Reb Hillel Paratra was so popular. You know what popular means? Everybody liked him! Now, if one of the Misnagdim came to the town, did everybody run to the shul to hear him? Maybe he gives over a Dvar Torah, a Drasha. Well, it's very nice if you're in shul, you'll sit and listen to it. But did people close their store and tie up their cow and give him a few things to eat and stop working to run and hear the Misnagdim?
No.
Reb Hillel Paratra, they would run to hear. And some of the Misnagdim, when they heard Reb Hillel Paratra, they also said, I can't understand what he's saying. So they ask a Jew, a simple Jew, what are you doing here? You don't understand what he's saying. Yeah, but it's Reb Hillel Paratra. My neshama feels good here in the shul listening to Reb Hillel Paratra. I feel close to Hashem. And the Misnagdim were very upset about this. And they were very jealous about this. They decided, unfortunately, to make trouble for Reb Hillel Paratra. They don't want Reb Hillel Paratra anymore to go around teaching Chassidus to people and being so popular. Well, they said, if he gets thrown in jail, he won't be around here for a while. Isn't this terrible? They're going to think of a plan to get Reb Hillel Paratra thrown in jail. Well, they made a meeting and they said, what could we do? A plan to get Reb Hillel Paratra thrown in jail. And they came up with this plan. They said like this. In Russia, there's a lot of laws. Why does a country have laws, any country? The main thing about laws is to protect the people, to help the people. That's what laws are supposed to be. Why do you have red lights and green lights and yellow lights and crosswalks? It should be safe. It should be good for the people. If people are breaking the rules and running lights, it's not safe for the people. Why do you have policemen going to give tickets if a person is speeding? Because you're trying to protect the people. It's not safe if people are speeding. You understand what laws are about? Russia also had laws. And the laws were supposed to, anyway, be good for the people and protect the people. Take care of the people. Well, the Misnagdim came up with this plan. They said, look, whenever Reb Hillel Paratra comes, well, if it's in the middle of the day, people are shopping. You know, all kinds of people, Russians and Goyim, and people are shopping.
Well, it's very good. They're allowed to spend their money and shop and buy things, and it's very important. Business. It's called business, right? Now, there's a lot of laws taking care of business. How much money you're allowed to charge, when you're allowed to be open. Certain stores have to be open certain days, and they can be open other days. Do you know that? So the Misnagdim said like this. Whenever Reb Hillel Paracher comes, everybody closes stores. They close the store, they run to the shul. They're in the shul, they're not in their store. People come to buy stuff, the store is closed. They have nowhere to shop. Maybe they traveled in from the farm and they want to go shopping, the store is closed. They can't buy their shoes or they can't buy their pants or they can't go shopping for something else and they're standing around and they're wasting their time and they get upset and they're wandering around in the street. It messes up business. The store should be open. Not closed. Why should the store be closed? Who says they're allowed to store to close the store whenever they want? There are certain times that a store should be open. At certain times it should be closed. A person closes it in the middle of the day when he wants and he goes away. People come to shop. I can't shop. So he said, Reb Hillel Paracher is doing something against the government. He's messing up the laws of business. He's messing up business laws. What for? The people should run to shul and listen to things they don't understand. If a goy comes to the shoe store and buys shoes, that you can understand. But a Jew going to shul, listen to Hasidus, he can't understand it. So why should he leave a shoe store? So they went to the government. They complained to the officers. There's a Jew, and he gathers people in the shul in the middle of the week, not even on Shabbos, just because he wants to say all kinds of stuff. He makes the people listen. You see, they made it even worse. He's doing it for himself. He likes a lot of people to listen to him. So what does he do? He makes them close their stores, that he should have a lot of people to talk to, because he's not going to go in the shul and talk to himself. When a lot of people are there, he feels good. Look, I made everybody come to the shul. Well, in the meantime, people want to shop, and they can't. So they're wandering around, they have no place to go, and they can't go shopping. And the government said, oh, really? There's a Jew with a beard, he's messing up the business laws, and he's making everybody come just to hear him? Well, they like the idea of getting a Jew in trouble, putting him into jail. And they said, well, you're telling us about it, but of course we have to find out ourselves, you have to prove it. And one of the Misnagdim said, okay, I am going to somehow get a list of the places that this Reb Hillel Paracher is going to go, because he had just been on a trip and he's on his way home, and now this is the time he will be stopping in a lot of places. I will find out where he's going, and I'll give you the list of the different towns and cities, and you go there and you see for yourself what's going on. Okay? Now this Misnagit, when he traveled to the place Reb Hillel Paracher goes first after Lubavitch, and Reb Hillel Paracher was either in shul or the mikveh or somewhere where he had this list in his pocket. And this man took out the list and he looked at it and he copied all the different places. And now he had now a copy of the list. He did not have a copy machine. He just copied it. He just took a pen or whatever he wrote with and copied the list. And now he put it in his pocket and he runs out and he travels now to the government back. And he says, here's the list. On this day, Reb Hillel Paracher will be here. On another day, he's going to be here. And you'll see, each place, he messes up the laws of business. Now, didn't we just have a story where the Eibishter takes care of a tzaddik in a special way? There's many stories like that. Reb Hillel Paracher was in the first place. That was Sunday. Now, on Monday, he's supposed to be in the next place. The government is going to send spies and officers to the second place. In other words, the place on the list that tells them where Reb Hillel is going to be, he's supposed to be there on Monday, so the government is going to send officers on Monday to spy around and see what happens. Okay. Come Sunday, Reb Hillel Paracher is leaving the shul, and he's going to go now travel in the wagon to go now to the place for Monday. all of a sudden the Yid comes to him, "Oy, Gaval, Reb Hillel Paritzer, I have a terrible, terrible problem. Can I ask you some advice? I would like you to tell me." And Reb Hillel Paritzer sees this man is crying and he's upset, so he says, "Well, I have to get going, but I mean, I'll talk to you." He says, "Please come to my house." Reb Hillel Paritzer comes to this man's house, and the man is crying, and he's talking to Reb Hillel Paritzer until the night time, and he invites him for supper. And Reb Hillel Paritzer sees it's very late, and the man says, "Look, you helped me a lot, but you can't travel now. Please stay overnight at my house, and you go tomorrow." All right, well, Reb Hillel Paritzer has to go the next day. Of course, he has to daven, and he has to do all his things that he does in the morning and in the afternoon. He's going to leave in the afternoon. Now, by the time he gets to this new place, it's going to be very late, and he says, "I'll gather the people not Monday in the new place, but Tuesday, because it's too late to gather them for Monday." What happened? Those officers from the government were waiting on Monday because they were told by the Misnagdim, Reb Hillel Paritzer is coming Monday to mess up the laws of business in this place. And they see everybody going shopping and everything going fine, everything is good, and they don't see anybody coming to gather people to the shul. They said, "Look, there's no such thing, this man. He didn't come here, like they said." So the government, the officers went back to the palace. Well, Reb Hillel Paritzer got there later after they left, and on Tuesday he gathered all the people in the shul. Just like usual, they closed the stores, but no officers were there. In the meantime, the officers in the palace called the Misnagdim, and they said, "Look, nobody was there. So what are you telling us?" Said, "No, of course he was there. It says on the list, Monday he's going to be there. He wasn't there." Well, they figured out, well, you know, maybe something happened. He got stuck in the other place. So they said, "Look, tomorrow is Wednesday. Wednesday, according to list, he's supposed to be over here. Go here for Wednesday and make sure that you're there, and you'll see what happens." Okay. It comes Tuesday. Reb Hillel Paritzer is leaving the place, and he's supposed to go Wednesday to a certain place. Reb Hillel Paritzer goes to his wagon, and all of a sudden, the wagon breaks. And they cannot go with the wagon, they have to fix the wagon, and it gets late, and they can't travel. So it comes Wednesday morning until they get the wagon fixed, and Reb Hillel Paritzer davens, and he does all the things he has to do. So Wednesday, they're going to the place now, and they get there very late, because they traveled late. Wednesday, the Misnagdim had told the officers to be in that place. And they look in that place. Did anybody come to gather people in the shul? No. Nobody came. And they left very upset. And Reb Hillel Paritzer got there later Wednesday. And Thursday, he gathered the people together in the shul. Now, this happened a few times until finally the officers, what did they do? They got angry at the Misnagdim. And they said like this, "You're trying to get somebody put in jail for messing up the laws of business and taking away time from people. So what did you do? We're traveling around all these different cities waiting for somebody to come. He never comes, and you're wasting our time. Officers have things to do with their time. So what are you doing? You're messing up our time. You're wasting our time." So they put all of the Misnagdim in the jail because they were wasting the time of the officers. The Abishter took care of Reb Hillel Paritzer. He didn't get put in jail. Whatever they were trying to do, it was Mita Keneged Mita. They saying, "Look, this man is in trouble. He's wasting people's time." So they said to the Misnagdim, "You're wasting our time. You go to jail. Everywhere we go, nothing happens."
And Ashrei, David HaMelech wants to make Ashrei according to the Aleph base. Aramimcha is Aleph. Bechol Yoim is what? Base. Godoil Hashem. Gimel. And it goes all the way on and on, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, according to the Aleph base, until we get to Malchus Cho, which is Mem. And then it goes to Soymech Hashem L'chol HaNeflim, which is Samach. So which letter does he skip? He skips the Nun. Why did David HaMelech skip the Nun? Maybe he didn't know the Aleph base. I think that David HaMelech probably knew the Aleph base. Now, the answer, see, the Gemara, in Gemara Brachas asked the same question. Why did David HaMelech skip the Nun? And the Gemara answers, he didn't skip the Nun. So then, where is the Nun? So it says, Seimech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. The word Noiflim
begins with the letter Nun. Now, David HaMelech wanted it there. Now, let's talk about this. Why did he put it there in the middle of the pasuk of Soimech, and he didn't make a separate pasuk? So first we're saying, what is Noiflim? And the boys said, Noiflim means falling. One kind of falling is the boy falls down and goes, boom, mommy, I hurt myself, I fell down, look, I have a boo-boo. That's one kind of Noiflim. Falling is not so good. And then we learned in this class in Bereishis about Cain, and his face fell down. And it said the word Noiflim a few times. Why does your face fall down? It uses the word from the Nafal family. Hashem says, why is your face falling down? Because when he got upset, his face fell down. And why did Cain get upset?
Hashem didn't accept his present.
Hashem didn't accept his present. In other words, he did something wrong. He did something that Hashem didn't like. And he got all upset about it. Now, is Cain the only one in the world that can get upset about something? Or maybe everybody sometimes gets upset and they put their face down because something went wrong. In other words, something went wrong and we get upset. Everybody, mostly everybody, except if they're a big, big tzaddik, becomes a noiflim, a person that falls down. Either they do something wrong, and that's falling down, or they get upset they did something wrong, or something goes wrong, or a person feels, oh, I fell down and I hurt myself. In other words, sometimes things are not so good. That's called Noiflim. Now, David HaMelech did not want to make a separate pasuk starting with Noiflim. All of a sudden, falling, the beginning. He didn't want that. All of a sudden, Noiflim. Now, David HaMelech did not want to just not say anything about falling down because people fall down. So, what did he do? He put it in the middle of a different pasuk of Soimech. So he says, I'll tell you about Noiflim, but let me tell you first about Soimech, and then you'll hear about Noiflim. Now, what does Soimech mean? You know what Soimech means? Picking up. Seimech Hashem, the Eibishter, Hashem picks up l'chol ha-noiflim, all the ones that fall. Everybody who falls, who picks them up? Hashem picks them up. Now what if he would have started with just noiflim? A person falls down. Oy vey, what's going to happen? How will I ever get up? And he's worried. But what if he starts with, you know what? The Eibishter picks up everybody who falls. So right away, if you fall, you already know who's going to pick you up. Hashem's going to pick you up. So if you fall down, is it so terrible? Or you know you're going to get up? But maybe Hashem won't pick me up. Maybe he'll pick somebody else up. You know what it says? Hashem picks up l'chol ha-noiflim. Everybody who falls, no matter what, Hashem picks them up. In other words, like it says in other places, Refua koidim lamaka. Refua koidim lamaka means a maka is getting sick or something going wrong. That's called a maka. Like even in Mitzrayim, makois. Terrible things happen. What's a refua? Getting better. Healthy. Getting healed. Now, getting sick, that's not so good. Getting better and getting a refuah shleima, getting healed is good, right? What comes first? Well, usually a person gets sick and then later on, hopefully, he gets better. So how can you say the getting better is before getting sick? How can you say that? The getting better is even before getting sick. You know why? Because the Eibishter, Hashem, even before a person gets sick, he already prepared the way to get better. Before the person has the problem, Hashem already figured out how he can help himself from the problem and get out of it. Do you understand? The way out is there before the thing happens. Hashem prepares it even before the thing happens. Like over here, a person fell down. Who already knows a way to help the person who fell down? Hashem will be there to help him. And Hashem already figured out the way that he can get out of it. So whenever we fall, we don't have to feel so helpless and alone, because Hashem will be there for us. But if the pasuk began with Noiflim, all of a sudden, you fall down. My way! What's going to happen with me? I fell down. Something went wrong. And then later, well, okay, Hashem, please. Well, that's not the way it is. You should know that even when you fall down, the Eibishter is already there, and he knows how to help you get out of it. Now I'm going to say a brand new thing that I never saw. It's called a chiddush. Now, I'm telling you right now, I never saw it written. It fell into my head. But the reason I'm saying it, it's true. And the reason I'm saying it here is I see it in these words. But it's my own idea. So I'm not telling you from a sefer, or from a story, or from a pasuk. I'm saying my own thing, but I think it's something maybe we could use. So I'm saying it. Who's ready to listen to this? It's about elephants. Right here, we're going to talk about elephants. Are you ready to talk about elephants? Why is Rabbi Burstein talking about elephants in the middle of Ashrei? It doesn't say elephants, it says Ashrei. I don't see no elephants over here. Okay. Well, this is exactly about elephants. What did we learn in Bereishis? Who named the animals? Adam named the animals. How did Adam know the names of the animals? He didn't make them up, just, you know, making up a name. He saw the chayis. He saw the life coming from Hashem into the animals. Each animal had a different way it was made up from life. And what was the way that the life came from Hashem to the animals? Through what? Through the letters of the olive base. Remember that? An aleph brings a certain kind of a life into the world, a base, a gimel. Each one is not only a letter, but the way it is in the Shemaim, it's a chayis, it's a power from Hashem coming into the world. And he saw the way the animals were made from different letters. Just like, I mean, Lahavdil, mommy makes a recipe. She takes a certain amount of this and a certain amount of that, and she puts it together and it comes out a certain way. And if she mixes different, and different things or different amounts, it comes out different. There is an animal called an elephant. In English, it's called an elephant. Do you know what it's called in Hebrew? Peel. Pei, yud, lamet. Peel. Now, if you think of the shape of the word peel, it's almost like an elephant. You have a pei, a yud, and then the lamet goes way up like a trunk. Maybe it kind of looks like an elephant. Maybe. Maybe not. This is the main thing. The word peel and the word noifel both have a fey or a pei and a lamet. Now, if two words are from the same family, are they connected in some way? Now, it could be that since peel and noifel, falling, and elephant are from the same letters, they might have a connection. I'm going to tell you why I think so. Now, this is my own idea. Now, you tell me for yourself if you think that this is connected. Now, the Baal Shem Tov told us, whatever we see, whatever we hear, you should learn a lesson and avoid us Hashem. I heard something and I saw something. And it stuck in my head, and I wanted to learn a lesson and avoid us Hashem, and I think this is what it is. I'm trying to do what the Baal Shem Tov is teaching me to do. So you try. Sometimes you try, and it goes. Sometimes it doesn't go. I think that this is one of the times it goes, that's why I'm sharing it with you. I once saw a group of elephants. And the person was explaining the way the elephants behave. Now, I want you to listen to a very interesting thing. Elephants are very friendly. Elephants take care of each other. Elephants are always helping one another. If elephants are traveling, and one of the small elephants gets stuck, or is going too slow for some reason, the other elephants help that elephant to go along and not to get to keep back. That they should all go together and be all together. Then, now listen closely. The elephant fell down. One of the little elephants fell down. Or it could happen even if a big elephant falls down. There are certain animals, not elephants, that if an animal falls down or gets hurt and gets stuck, they'll leave the elephant. They'll leave the animal there. I'm saying other animals, right? There's other animals, not elephants, that if an animal falls down from the group and gets hurt or gets stuck or falls down, or maybe they're weak and tired and hungry. Sometimes, you know, the animals don't have enough to eat and they fall down. So the other animals go ahead by themselves and they leave the animal there and they just don't care. Those are other animals. The animal falls down and they just go on and they don't care about that animal. But elephants, if an elephant falls down, all the elephants will go over and help the elephant up. They will pick him up. And they will not just let him fall down and be by himself. They'll all go and help until the elephant is able to go along with them. They will not just leave him. They care a lot about their other elephants. And when I saw that, something just like went into me. Like I said, ooh. It's interesting that Hashem made those animals to behave like that. Remember we learned in the brachas in Hanoisim Lasechvi that every animal has a special thing about it? Like the rooster knows exactly when it's the very beginning of the light of the day and it goes cock-a-doodle-doo. And no other animal can see that. The very first rays of light, only the rooster knows, right? So every animal has a certain thing it could do. A bee can make honey, or, you know, every animal does something, right? The ladybugs eat the aphids. We went into that whole thing, remember that? Well, what special thing did Hashem show us in elephants? They help the ones that fall. An elephant helps the one that falls. So I thought to myself, wait a minute. An elephant is a peel. And peel means falling. The actual word that means elephant is falling. Maybe the main lesson of an elephant, I'm just saying maybe, besides his funny nose, it looks like a llama going way up, but maybe the main thing of an elephant to show what happens when an elephant falls, everybody is there to help it up. So if this happens by an elephant, so what about a yid? What about a person that falls? Is he just by himself? Or someone is there to help him up? Okay, I don't know if elephants are there, but hopefully Hashem helps that a person is able to get up. Hashem is there. And hopefully, if other elephants help a fellow elephant, what about Yidden helping other Yidden? If elephants help an elephant that fell down, what about Yidden helping other Yidden that fell down? What about people helping other people that fall down? Shouldn't we learn a lesson? If an elephant helps his friend, what about a person? Shouldn't we help our friend? So we can learn Abbas Yisrael? So I thought there's some lessons to learn about falling. If you fall, don't get upset, because like we learned, if you fall down, you'll get up. Everybody who falls down will get up. Hashem will help them to get up. They're not by themselves. Hashem is there, and hopefully other Yidden will be there too. And we should be there for others who fall down.